Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So my dad informs my sister and I the other day that he is still going into work. Don't know why. The man is 72. But he said he'll take it day by day. So I text our family group chat and I say, Dad, are you staying inside now? And my mom texts back, we're at a party at our friend's. There's only 10 of us here till others arrive. That is...
Oh, all right, so they're that demographic.
Yellow, come on!
How about Greenwise Organic Large Brown Eggs? A 12-count pack. A dozen eggs. How much? Maddie?
$1.99.
What? In 1978? What's going on? $5.49, Madeline.
Hey, Mike, what makes them brown?
What does make them brown?
They're Latino.
Because they go through the chicken's ass?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
We don't have a running count of COVID-19 day number 20, but we're in that range of 20 days or so that we've all been kind of living and dealing with this. We are broadcasting from all over our little area. We've got Oscar in D.C., Rob is in Northern Virginia, and I'm down here in Fort Myers, Florida. And we were talking before the show about how we were really happy to be delivering shows for you. We're going to continue to do that. And we've got protocols in place where we'll be able to do that. Even if the measures become more and more, my favorite word, draconian. You know, I always hear that and I think of like a some sort of dragon.
Me too.
A Dracula. When I hear that. Yeah, draconian. So anyway, we had a little pep talk before the show.
It's called
to motivate the non-motivated.
Accountability.
And that's right. That's right. Because, you know, we got a lot of time on our hands right here. And, well, I'll be the first one to admit that I was guilty of being a bit of a hypocrite.
Oh.
And,
in what way?
Well, because if I'm going to be upset with the idea of Carla going to a gym, it's very unfair for me to go out to Cocoonville and play golf. And I have been railing against the fact that they have what are called these shotgun starts, where everybody gathers and then they go out to their different tees. And that's wrong. Well, they stopped doing that. And they're inching forward at our Cocoonville place. And I said, enough is enough. I didn't, I rode in my own golf cart on Friday, but that's not good enough. And if I'm going to tell people to act like I saw on the news last night, someone suggested you might want to act like you have the virus, and then that keeps people
safer.
Don't
be a spreader, Mike.
Yeah, that's what Gupta said, right? Sanjay Gupta said that.
I think it might have, or maybe somebody else. I saw it on MSNBC, so I'm not sure. But I think that the idea of doing that, you got to walk the walk. So here is my incredible sacrifice that I am making during these difficult times. I am no longer golfing. I am
at all.
No, I this is real. This is I right. This is the first day. Now I haven't.
It's so soft.
I haven't really played since my soft life, Danny. Yeah. My incredibly doughy soft life.
I think I just played a bicycle.
You know, it's like, you know, so what a soft life.
I'm and you're quitting cold turkey. I mean, you're not like going to. You're quitting cold turkey. You're not going to do like nine.
All right,
holes.
Here's what it was. Yesterday, I went over and hit a few balls. And on the range, I was very aware of where I was standing next to people, and I didn't like it. And then I'm talking to a pro down there, and he's talking to me, and then I realized I was upwind. I was having those thoughts.
Oh,
so if
no.
I'm thinking, if I'm thinking like that, then what am I doing?
Yeah.
What am I doing with it? And by the way, Friday, when, you know, and every day this thing has grown more hair, Friday, as I see all the guys after playing golf piling into this little card room we have, and I didn't go. I handed my little bet money to somebody, and I roared home. That's what I did. And I'm saying, you know, last night I put a post out because I believe in those recommendations that acting like you have something, if it does put less stress on our society that you got to walk the walk. And so that's a, you know, but now it's dawning on me that this is, I'll be able to leave the house like to watch the dog take his That's that's what I'll be able to do. But, you know, other than that, it's going to be, you know, even stuff that I need. There's stuff I need audiovisual wise that it's all being delivered. That's kind of the way I'm rolling right now.
Mike, I think you're doing the right thing. A lot of people are, I think, just getting the message that says, just hunker down, stay at home if you can.
Right.
Do you feel like, and this is what shocks me, even, let's stick with Florida for a moment here. The idea that the governor hasn't closed the beaches yet.
But, you know, I mean, it doesn't surprise me because people down here don't get
it. Gyms
still
open?
There are still conspiracy theories. They put the Lee County is what I'm going with, the county that I live.
Lee County.
I believe they put the kibosh on that. Yeah. And gyms, a person that we know very well still went to the gym.
Oh.
Yeah. And
well, she's bulletproof.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
And so.
And
how,
by
Mike,
the
how
way.
How close are you to Clearwater?
2.5 hours.
Because the beaches were literally packed yesterday.
Packed because people. Look, it's just, it's maddening. And, you know, but here's the thing. You can give me crap about this for the rest of the year. I didn't vote yesterday. I hadn't gotten an absentee ballot because I was planning on voting.
Foregone conclusion.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that the polls were even open.
Well, that's it too. And, you know, a few restaurants were, going against the edict.
Florida so slow to adapt?
I think it's the way Florida rolls on a lot of other things. I think it's the politics of Florida. I think it has a little bit to do with that, too. And when you're fresh off the heels where your source of information is poo-pooing this up until maybe 3 days ago, where they're talking about hoaxes and a reason to bring down the president, that's what they were talking about. Mm. And so now that it's real, this is the way I think about everything when it comes to personal safety, future of the planet, future of the species. If we err on the side of overcaution, the worst case scenario will be that we're dead wrong.
Right.
And we can be mocked for it.
Yeah, but we're not.
If we err on the side of being too cavalier about this, we're going to give it to grandma and grandma's going to die. And it's just. Why do we have trouble getting our head around this?
We're selfish.
Is it the selfish?
Oh my God.
Is it the fact that we've had such a roll of time?
Yeah. My brother and I were discussing this, and this isn't an indictment of American people. It's just certain people that just say, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't. My actions should not affect anybody else. And what it comes down to is what you're signaling to other people while doing this. If you're not taking precautions, you know. The idea that we have a small business here, and I know, like, there's certain things you have to do in order to survive, if you can. And I feel a little off even having to come in here, Mike.
I understand. And by the way, it should be noted that, you know, the only reason that I think that that's okay is because there's no one else there except for Maddie on the other side.
Who's in another room.
If things were to change, we've got the protocols in place already where you're going to be in your house.
And for instance, the way that this place is set up, there's a remote door access. So if somebody were to come and to walk into a studio, by its nature, it's a siloed broadcasting environment where you could have one person in one room and another room.
Right.
But leaving my house, I gave some to Maddie. I wear rubber gloves leaving my house. I arrive into our suite, I take them off, I wash my hands, and then before I leave, I put another pair of rubber gloves when I leave the suite.
If and then when you I get are home, listening to Oscar same- right now, be aware of the fact that Oscar, more than Rob, more than Pony, more than me, is in regular, almost daily communication with physicians, especially his brother and his brother's wife, who are in the belly of the beast at what is arguably the epicenter of all this in New England, which is Boston. Mm-hmm. So he's talking to people doing this every day. And, you know, you got these protocols, obviously, from your brother and said this is what you should do.
Yes.
I saw somebody at the polling place the other day with the mask and the gloves on, even getting hand sanitizer put on the gloves. And that's great. I mean, I tell you, I was thinking about you or Rob or, to a certain extent, Pony, getting the coronavirus and how devastated I would be if No, no, you too, buddy.
And I'm glad you did a power ranking, Mike. Yes. That's nice.
Maddie goes without saying. I would feel horrible. But she is the youngest and the fittest, and you know, she can get through this. I worry about her passing it along to John, though. You know, that might be difficult.
He's not as fit.
That's going to be crippling for John.
I've seen him, and you know, for a man in his 20s, that body appears to be mid-late 30s, perhaps. His
days are numbered.
Yeah.
Maddie, do you have anything to say about that?
No, he's right.
So it's a strange time. Oscar, I don't think this is going to piss anybody off,
no.
But I'm going to take you through my discussion yesterday. So I know that I take a lot of crap down here for my politics. I'm used to it. It doesn't really bother me. On a daily basis, there's things that occasionally will irk me, but by and large, it's my reality. It's what I deal with, and I'm fine with it. And most of it is extremely lighthearted and friendly and respected on a certain level that I perceive. So I'm cool with that. So I called the guy last night that runs the game.
Yeah.
And I've talked about the demographics down here and the places like the Villages in Orlando and these country clubs where it's the base of the certain part of our political system. And so I say, listen, and I'm totally honest. I said, listen, I love golf. Nothing I like more, but I got to be honest with you. I feel like I'm going to go with something I heard on the news, which indicated that I have to behave as though I may have the virus, and I don't want to spread it to people that are a lot older than I am, so I'm not going to be, for the foreseeable future, you're not going to see me out on the golf course golfing. I'm like, they said, okay. And then in the same breath, he said, well, I'd like to send you something. I know you can throw it away if you want, but I'd like to send you something that someone sent me. And he sent it to me. And this is something he didn't create, but he got it. And I want to just read this to you for you to get a sense of the way certain people think, and I'd love your impressions on it.
Okay.
So I get this last night. This is the text. I think this might have been copied and pasted from somewhere. Don't know the author. Don't know where it's coming from. This is what they say. Pay attention, folks. There's much more going on here than meets the eye. Is it a coincidence that just when the economy is booming, the stock market is setting record highs, we are winning the trade wars, school shootings have stopped, our nation is at peace, the Democratic Party is a disaster, and so is their likely nominee, Biden. He hasn't a chance in hell, and they're not about to let an outsider, Bernie, destroy their scheme. It looks like Trump is a sure bet for re-election after fending off 3 years of investigations and impeachment. Then all of a sudden, the world crisis pandemic, stock market tumbles, companies are laying off employees, everything is closed and canceled, CEOs of giant companies are resigning, and indictments are coming. Now they say there are a couple of ways a president doesn't win re-election. Those are unpopular wars on... It's so poorly written. Those are an unpopular war on a poor economy. But there is something larger going on here driving this sudden outbreak right after Trump beats an impeachment, especially the fact that coronavirus, originated in China. Who we are in a global trade war with, brought on by Trump. Let's not forget Biden's backdoor deal. It goes on and on. What you're hearing is a conspiracy theory from...
Of course.
This is... Look, I'm all for disagreeing with people. But the Todd Moores of the world have to get their crap together and realize and use what little brain matter is left and realize these are conspiracy... Nobody wants to have their portfolios go down 30%.
In fairness, Todd never texted you that.
No, Todd didn't text, but he texts more worse crap than that.
Because he's
a Kool-Aid drinker. It's all about this divisiveness. It never changes. And I said this to a lady online where this is not politics right now. Mm. So when you're posting something like that,
dangerous,
which has no basis in reality or fact, that's what a conspiracy theory is.
Was there a call to action at the end that said, hey, we need to still stay inside or hunker down?
The coronavirus gave them one last Hail Mary to try and point fingers at Trump. I guess they're talking about us, the left, as we are sometimes referred to. This is almost the perfect fascist playbook. Control the population with fear-mongering and panic, So I guess they describe this pandemic as fear-mongering, not that it's illegitimate. Control the media, spread propaganda, and the fan favorite, disarm the population. Mm. There it is.
God.
All the bullet points.
Yeah, it's almost mathematical the way they do it. And the thing that is so crazy.
Mindless.
I was hoping about 2 weeks ago when we realized that this really was something we had to deal with, we were done politicizing it. Because there was the little bit of a political angle at the beginning of this before everyone really knew how serious this pandemic was going to be. And now they're doing it all over again.
This is something sent out to a bunch of people down here, like-minded people, that will read something like this. And if someone's passing it along to me, by the way, someone who's not one of the vocal people, not one of the people that I consider to be out there. Somebody who's telling you, hey, I think you might want to look at this.
Are you willing?
Might change your perspective. This is a legitimate concern.
If you respond, are you willing to die for your politics?
What's that?
That's what propaganda is. Look, politics aside.
Just, man.
Stay home.
Controlling the population, fear-mongering, panic in the media. Sorry. Here we go. Next paragraph. Sorry.
Okay.
But I don't think we are all going to die. No one has said you're all going to die. Quite the opposite. Most of the people who get this virus will not die. God. Even when you're giving the facts that are the hype facts.
Citizen facility, for God's sakes.
Remember when Ebola was what was going to kill us and the media kept showing the piles of body bags that were prepared for the fallout? Then a month later, it was totally forgotten. The common flu. That's the answer.
Okay. They love the this. They love the common flu.
Has killed more people this year already, and the media is silent. A handful of deaths out of 320 million Americans, and we are in panic, tearing down our society and costing our economy billions in the wake. It all seems fishy. There's a sophisticated word.
Yes.
A little too well-timed, if you ask me. That's the whole thing with a conspiracy theory. Ask the question, wink, wink. Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. Ask the question without the answer, but ask the question to, you know, facilitate a conspiracy that's non-existent. I'm sick of this crap. I'm sick of these idiots that are going to... It's fine when it's just about your guy or my guy winning. It's not fine when it's about the chance, even if it's a tiny chance, of people dying. And so I'm glad to see that Jesse, I'm a dip Waters, has backed off his initial poo-pooing. And I'm glad to see that Congressman Matt Gaetz, who was wearing a mocking gas mask on the Hill and then had to self-quarantine, I'm glad to see that cooler heads have prevailed and maybe these conspiracy theorists, the level of paranoia is so great that these theories are out there. But this is an example of theories and conspiracy theories. Every single thing that's sent out like that, if people read it and buy it and believe it, there's an outside chance that they could get sick because of it. Because this to me is like, oh, it's not that big a deal. It's being created. It's a conspiracy. It's against my guy. Your guy, and I heard it this morning and I will echo it right now, it has nothing to do with him. Nothing. This has nothing to do with the president of the United States. Nothing. The fact is, these are statistics that everybody's getting, and they're not accurate because we don't have the testing,
right?
And so we don't know how many people get it. But Oscar talks to his brother almost every day. Yeah. Where you're talking
he's
about
in the hospital every day.
The exponential. He's on the front lines. Oscar's the closest to this with anybody, and as a healthcare professional in his family, they're the most at risk category. One of them.
Some of these hospitals that are over capacity.
They're already.
In hot spots. They don't have enough masks to switch out. They're asking them to Lysol their masks down and go and keep on during the day to ration them for the day, people.
And masks. You've got someone out there or you've got people out there that with absolutely no basis in fact whatsoever, this has to stop. And let me tell you something. It doesn't stop with everything else that happens that's terrible. But at a certain point, there's nothing that would make me happier than to see suddenly that curve flatten. But I got news for you. I watch the stats every day. It ain't flattening yet. In fact, it looks like Mount Everest right now. And take it seriously. And stop being selfish about your politics, about everything else. Do what you have to do. In my case, it's, you know, hunkering down with the family. If you're in an area where, you know, you have been mandated by your local government. Hello, San Francisco.
Right.
To stay inside. You don't go outside. And they showed the people walking on the street after that. They weren't all going to get groceries, people.
Put a lock on Carla's
door. They were being
door.
Selfish.
Padlock.
She's really hanging in there. She's hanging in there with a bit of depression over all this. Also, you know, I'm told the same thing. You can watch the news and be, you know, yeah. it can wear you out. So do what I do, please. When you get, you know, at a saturation point, turn it off. There's plenty of crap out there.
Yes.
Watch Schitt's Creek. You know, you can do that. And
a better it'll time. Be a,
Moira Rose will be a nice palate cleanser for those of you. But I had to share that because I read it last. I really was expecting something that was maybe a counterpoint regarding the virus.
Hey, what's the story? This
not
is science-based.
You know, you're
propaganda.
All against,
it's propaganda.
You're all against my guy.
It's sheer propaganda.
Yeah, but this comes from an inferiority complex. That's the vibe I get from it.
If that kind of literature gets to you, that means that the people that are really spreading it, they're giving it to everybody. Because you're not like you're not an open candidate for this theory.
This is how extreme this is. If somebody came to me and said, "Hey, if everyone quarantines and does their part, are you okay with just giving your vote to Trump?" That's for me personally.
Okay,
I would do that. This is beyond politics.
If someone said this will go away today. If you vote for Donald Trump, yeah. I would be
in
the first one to cast my yeah. ballot.
He's got
I agree.
If I said life can get back to normal,
if you're
the economy
stay in
can
your
get
house,
back to dry,
and
if
you're
that's
going to whatever it takes. That,
yeah. Why is it so hard? The greatest offensive thing is that people by the way, it goes both ways. Conspiracy theories about another team wanting to knock your guy off and doing anything they want. But no, it's so offensive to say that I root for something like this because I have not given any more thought to cheering
Mike,
this situation
Mike.
On. But I have given thought to the competence of government with no testing kits going out. I think about that. But that's how I frame it. I don't frame it in I want him to fail. Right now, if anybody wants him to fail, you're misguided.
Oh, right.
This is we got to all row the boat here. Come on.
Root for the man.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry. I was
I think that if you have the luxury to think about politics right now, you have one of the greatest lives. You have a soft life. You are financially stable. You understand what's happening. You don't have to worry about a thing. Because in my eyes, politics are not running through the eyes of the service industry here in this country. Politics are not running through the minds of the small business owners. The only thing they're worried about is how do we contain this so we can get to some sense of normalcy and make sure that grandma and grandpa don't get this and they survive the next 3 months.
Well, I'll take it a step further, Oscar. I think if you are thinking politics now, you have a wiring issue in your head wrong. This is the same people. These are the same people that are hoarding toilet paper and Purell to resell for profit.
We talked about it yesterday, Rob. You know, when you've got the very concept of going out to a Costco and queuing up for what, 2 hours, 2.5 hours in some cases?
Yes, right.
When every possible opportunity is afforded you to order whatever you might need and just what you would need. I was thinking about this also when you talked about people lining up and hoarding.
Yeah. Mm.
These are the type of things where I hope that smarter people than me, at the end of the day, will put together a legitimate plan together, which would immediately implement limits on purchasing.
Yeah.
But we didn't know at the time.
No, no one knows.
But by the way, this ought to be done in any emergency situation, local, national, federal. You know, you should do that where you look. I'm sorry, ma'am. You've got 6 14 packs of poop paper. Put 3 of them back and take the one that you need. That's all you. But this is what we're learning from something like
and
this.
And Value
you know?
Club customers maybe get a fifth one. The regular without
yeah,
the Value
for
Club.
Gold members.
Yeah, for gold members.
Yeah, that's what. But I was thinking about that
but
today.
It's no
if we
different,
actually
Mike,
limit what?
I'm sorry, but it's no different. These are people. These are opportunists. I mean, they're taking the opportunity. The only thing I can think of is the people that stock up on hand sanitizer think somehow they're going to resell and benefit from it. Well, we're taking these people that we've got, not just the nation, but the world is down and out right now, and they're using it to recruit political disciples, that's wrong.
Yeah, and it's thinking about, you know, it being about their man.
Right.
And it's not their man. It really is. This is not about him. This is right now about, I'm talking about when that you queue up, and we talked about it yesterday, and I think it should be mentioned again, that the odds of you spreading or contracting something, being within a few feet of 15, 16, 12 people, right, are more significant than the necessity you would have for whatever you were getting inside that store. And, God, I don't want to get all my show prep burned in the opening segment, but for the first time yesterday, Carla warned me about it too. I did my online shopping, and because it's crazy, we will get a food delivery from our local Publix grocery store tomorrow between 4 and 6. That's how stacked up it is.
Yeah.
And did we get our first choice for everything? No, but I don't need the toilet paper. I need a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah, well, you can. No big deal.
Right. And that, and I don't need everything to be exactly like what I want it to. But that's it. If you're going to talk the talk, which I do, walk the walk. There's absolutely no need for me to walk into the grocery store.
No.
So that's it too. This is now, and as I said, I'm going in the other direction. I'm assuming, what if I had it?
Well, I think you're going to know.
My voice right now, you might.
I think you're going to know.
What if I? That's simply because I didn't get to wet my whistle during the show. I think that you assume you have it. That's the way you operate. So don't worry about yourself catching it. Worry about the fact that you might spread it. And that, if you really think that way, which is the empathetic way to think about stuff, you could effect greater change, I think. Do you think that's valid? Are people concerned enough for their fellow man if you say, assume you have it, and you would spread it to others?
I think that's that thought process is strong.
Yeah,
you just don't want to be a spreader. You just don't want to be a spreader. I'm not going to see my mom at all.
Right,
right.
Though my sister, also a doctor, says, well, if you go in and you stay in the basement. I said, no. Jose says it's not worth the risk. She's got a compromised immune system because of the rheumatoid arthritis medicine that she takes. Why the F would you get close to that house?
Right.
If you drop off something, that's
said
one thing.
Said that yesterday. I was surprised when you said that. I mean, because
who loves her family more than I do? You think I don't want to go see my mom every day, make sure she's okay? She gets a phone call, and I lurk. Right. I lurk at her through the phone on the video camera, make sure she's live.
Right. Mike, goes back to something you said years ago. One word that if we stick to it, the world will be better, and that's others.
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 Thinking about others. And on the mother front, Oscar, how old are you now, Oscar?
You're 41.
Well, Oscar is 41. Rob, you were 49?
Just turned 49. That's right.
49. Well, I'm 60. So Oscar's worried about going to see his mom. And in another way, get it ready, Rob.
Yes.
In another small way, I think you could say that I'm worried about going to see my mom, too.
Oh, no.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Who was this Leonard Zelig? All that was known of him was that he was the son of a Yiddish actor named Morris Zelig. The elder Zelig's second marriage is marked by constant violent quarreling. So much so that although the family lives over a bowling alley, it is the bowling alley that complains of noise. They punish him often by locking him in a dark closet. When they are really angry, they get into the closet with him. On his deathbed, Morris Zelig tells his son that life is a meaningless nightmare of suffering. And the only advice he gives him is to save string. And then, suddenly, increasingly strange behavior.
I'm convinced that it's glandular in nature, and although there's no evidence now of any malfunction, I'm sure that further tests will show a problem in the secretions.
I'm certain it's something he picked up from eating Mexican food.
Now, this patient is suffering from a brain tumor, and I should not be surprised if within several weeks he died. Now, we have not as yet been able to locate the tumor, but we're still looking.
Ironically, within 2 weeks' time, it is Dr. Bersky himself who dies of a brain tumor. Leonard Zelig is fine.
Leonard Zelig.
Zelig continues to astound scientists at New York's Manhattan Hospital. He is confronted by two overweight men at the request of the doctors. As the men discuss their obesity, an initially reticent Zelig joins in, swelling himself to a miraculous 250 pounds. What will they think of next?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios and all over the D.C. area and down here in Florida. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We love our listeners. We hope you're staying safe, and we hope you're paying attention to what people are telling you to do. If you are told to shelter in place, if you're in the California area where that's happening, pay attention. And for our New York listeners, same thing. Listen to what they're saying. There are people that are working on this, and we're going to get through it if we help each other. From Batcave, North Carolina, to the Falkland Islands, Hinesburg, Germany, Missoula, Montana, Gritviken, South Sandwich Islands, and Corona, California. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone. Listen up, you quarantine-agers. Mortgage interest rates have now hit an eight-year low. Wow. If you're looking at the news, you know that the last few weeks have been unprecedented. Be sure. Virus fever, baby. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage has dropped to 3.375%. Obviously, the time to act is now. In fact, applications to refinance are up 165% annually, and you don't want to miss the boat. With total household debt nearing $14 trillion and tappable home equity reaching an all-time high, take cash out or save money by securing a lower rate. Call our buddy Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial today. His number 202-625-1221 or visit online at cornerstonefirst.com. Phone or web, perfect for social distancing. That's how you can do it. I can personally endorse Cornerstone. Truly great. Call 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Call and see what they can do for you. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Now, wash those hands. So, let's get a status report on everybody on the show. I've been bloviating about my little golf thing and then reading that text that just pissed me off. But I want to get a report of downtown Washington, D.C. What's the scene there now, Oscar? How's it going in our nation's capital?
Mike, I have to run my own board. My apologies.
Okay.
This current situation is getting better, and that by that I mean there are less people by the day on the streets. I think really at this point, the only, and I mentioned this on air off air yesterday, the socioeconomic, the have and have nots, you really can tell, especially at least in my neighborhood, where some people have just beat feet to their vacation homes.
Yeah.
And it is a ghost town.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Paul.
And God bless them. You know what? You got a cabin in the woods, maybe in West Virginia, wherever it may be.
Go high.
I wouldn't say if I had that option, I can't say that I wouldn't take that as well.
Right.
Like you just want to get away from as many people, and that may be doing them, not just yourself some good, but the people around you some good. So the less, the better. The Metro has slowed down to a snail's pace. It's on weekend schedules every 15 minutes. Metro bus is on what I would say a Sunday schedule as well. They're asking anyone who is riding the Metro to, if you need to, absolutely, don't do it if you don't have to come in. Essential personnel only. And I don't know how they're enforcing that, but
I think they're relying on people just being, you know, good people. They're having to, you know, say, do it on an as-need basis. There's no way you really can enforce that, which is really sad because one of the greatest pleasures in the world is riding the D.C. Metro. And a lot of people are missing out on that.
So much fun. Boom, boom.
So next stop. Next, this is it. They don't do that anymore, right? They don't, not on there.
No, it's now pre-recorded. It's like a lady now.
Rob, can we get a little less headroom on you, please? I don't know why you and Mike always fight with the headroom for your cameras. This is nuts.
This is half Rob. This is the it's an orange line to the cemetery.
Anyway, it's crazy. So you can see a picture of Rob. You're looking.
I'm
at
looking
Rob
at
right
the
now.
Stream right now. If you looked at the stream right now on the Mike O'Mara Show page, Mike. You would see Rob within the stream as Maddie's flipping
as we
through.
Speak right
yeah,
now.
Please do. So Rob, as far as DC, it's good. It's good.
Yes.
We're working doing as best we can.
Rob, what were you saying about the DC relief bill? What were you
is great. They passed an emergency relief bill that now restaurants that are delivering food are now allowed to deliver wine, beer, and spirits.
Really?
So if you call for takeout or delivery, you can now. You can bring home booze with yourself because there's always been a ban on that. The deal is, though, it has to be a sealed container, so it's not like you go get a glass of wine and carry it out of the building, but also it has to be prepared food, so you can't, like, call and order a bag of chips and a case of beer. It has to be, like, a real meal that you order, but once you order some real food, there's no limit on the amount of beer, wine, or spirits that you can have delivered to your home.
Oh, that's nice.
That's 7 a.m. to midnight. You see, Oscar, I told you, might help you out.
Yeah, this has been, unfortunately, the most sober pandemic I've ever been through in my life.
Well, it's the only pandemic you've been through in your life.
Yes, but I haven't had one drop since the beginning of the week, and that's just not...
Well, Rob's kind of at a jaunty angle, isn't he? He's like not looking straight on at the camera.
That's his choice. It's his choice. Whatever he wants to do. Do you want to head on?
Rob, look over to camera for a minute. Look over to camera.
Yeah, why don't you look? It's going to take 2 seconds. There's a slight delay, Mike, as you know.
I know there is. There is.
Hello.
I'm waiting to see.
Where are you? Let me see. Let's see you. Here we go.
I'm now head on.
Wait, hold on.
I'll pad while he talks.
And you got a lot of microphone there, but yeah, you can see a little bit of me. You can see the Elvis plates behind me, which is nice.
Why that angle and not head on? I guess that's what Mike's asking.
Well, because head on is I've got my audio boards in front of me. I got the iPads there. It just seemed to be a better place for it, but I can do head on.
He likes the angle. I like the angle.
You actually, that angle looks better.
All right. Go back to the old angle.
Go back to the old.
That's terrifying. That's terrifying. I feel like I'm looking at Call of the Wild and the giant dog here. I feel like you look like Buck from Call of the Wild. that's exactly what it is.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
Do you like this, the eye in the sky look?
I can't do it anymore. I'm staring at it.
No more.
Okay,
but it's cool. At least I figured out a way to look at Rob's face.
Presentation's everything, Mike. Presentation is everything.
It doesn't disappoint, does it?
No, never does. Never does.
Thank you.
Always very exciting. So it's getting slower and slower in these major cities. If you're in San Francisco, they got a whole lockdown there. And so that's a little scary.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm sorry. Rob is hamming it up on camera. He did a view from up above, a POV, if you will.
Right.
Speaking of Rob, Rob had the craziest, well, not crazy, I guess it was fine. It just seemed, he had this post last night around 9:30. I saw a post on your Facebook and I was like, I hope he's okay. And I hope he's just hammered right now and decided he wanted some attention. What was up with your post that was sappy?
I was so flipped out last night that I was talking to my mom and I got to where I was yelling at my mom. I had to apologize to her today.
What did you yell at your mom about?
Because she says, I don't know, I guess I'm going into work tomorrow because they've been so slow about getting me set up to work from home. And there's nothing she does at her office. She essentially schedules all the doctors for Inova Loudoun Hospital. So, you know, there's 8 billion doctors that work there. And whether they're doing meetings or staff events, she's responsible for keeping the schedule straight.
All right, I get it already. I know why you yelled at her, and you're right. Probably yelled at her for the right reason, too.
And I said, she said, I think I'm going to go in. I said, don't go in. She said, I think I'm going to go. I said, don't do it. And then it got back and back. And I said, you're like me. You think you're indispensable when in fact, both of us are quite dispensable and you stay at home. And she says, I said, no, don't. And it just escalated. And then when she finally said, okay, well, I'll think about it. And then I realized this is a poor woman closing in on the seventh decade of her life. And I'm yelling at her. And it's not right. It's the shoes on the other foot.
Parents no. I think when it comes to loved ones.
Yeah, yell at them.
By the way,
I've always said that.
Texted me this morning. She said, I never felt you were yelling. You were just being emphatic. I said,
yelled
a little
bit. Were yelling for the right reasons. You were trying to keep her safe. And you were saying, stay. If you don't need to be around other people, don't be around other people. So, I mean, I think your motivations are legitimate on that. There was a article published, and I read everything about this. I thought I heard something. There was something I was reading that said there's a way you approach people, the gentle way you approach people that aren't taking this seriously enough. And, you know, it's like, I hate those articles too, where, you know, make sure that you come at it from love. I get that, but at the same time, come on. I just wish
not listening, you have to sometimes raise your voice. She said, they've just been so slow about allowing me to telework. I said, if you don't show up, you'll be amazed how fast they're going to figure out a way for you to telework.
Exactly.
You're going to be amazed.
And this is, look, we've done it with the Mike O'Mara show. It's erring on the side of overcaution.
Yeah.
What is so tough for certain people to get that, because I don't fancy myself as a fearful person by nature, but I have a healthy fear. I have a healthy, strong self-preservation instinct. And what I don't understand is that
if you are ignoring what this possibly could be,
right,
the downside of that would be illness and, you know, and serious illness in many cases. The other side would be, okay, you're wrong.
Also,
and to me, that's the trade-off. I still can't get it.
As I told my mom yesterday, I said, look, all right, let's forget about the idea that you're ready to go and you want Dios to take you. Because she was just saying, if it's my time, it's my time. I said, you know whose time
Dios
it is?
Dios means God. Mike.
Yes, thank you.
Dios mío.
Do you know whose time it's not? It's the people that don't want to go.
Right.
So think about them and think about saving their lives, because what happens is if you get sick, you're going to take up a bed that they would want and they're not going to have enough beds or ventilators.
Right.
So you're all ready to cash out. You know, we're going to rush you to the hospital. You're going to get a ventilator. And then what about the
person? She's too young for that.
Yeah, I was like, come on.
She's too young for that anyway with that attitude, you know? I'm trying to think. The one other thing I wanted to say about this is that I'm noticing the cabin fever effect of being quarantined basically in my own home with my wife and son all day long. And I still love them. I still love them. I'm not really sure.
You love them in a different way.
This is the most.
No, I don't think they like me. I don't think they like me.
I would agree.
Yeah, I don't think they like me.
I would agree. I mean, you said that a little too fast.
No, I can see it. I can see little Michael ran up to the mic yesterday during the show. And even through the portrait mode that Mike has, this effect that Mike has on his camera, if you watch it on YouTube,
right.
I could see him blinking. He's tense all the time.
Yeah. We were able to capture it and read the Morse code.
Yes.
Well,
I don't know what
this
means. Carla sent me a picture of her holding up today's newspaper. I don't know what even that means.
Make sure she's okay. That
proof
she's safe.
Of life.
Well, here it is. I think that I'm on the every other day schedule. So yesterday, believe it or not, on St. Patrick's Day, because I had a little wine the night before, was a drinking-free day. I felt sorry for my buddy Jimmy, too, you know?
Yeah.
I feel sorry for the my fellow restaurant owners that are out there trying to slay the dragon. But Jimmy said they had record-setting deliveries where things were going out. And you feel for everybody in this economy. I don't think about it that as much as protecting somebody's own ass. But when you think about economically, when you've got certain people saying 20% unemployment.
Especially Northern Virginia, Herndon area, please order some carry-out from Jimmy's. Help out.
And you know what I heard on? I saw someone online that said this is a great idea. If you really want to support a restaurant but don't want to put yourself at risk, buy a gift card. Buy a gift card, and you know you can use it later on, but it helps the restaurant in the immediacy because they get the cash.
That's brilliant.
You're not losing anything.
No. Nope.
You're just banking on the future. So if you have a local person that you love, some sort of merchant, buy a gift card, put it in a safe place, you help them now, and you don't lose any money in the long run.
So I should bring up my order, and I could let you know what.
Your groceries?
I got my groceries.
No, I can't
wait. I think I can go.
It's probably
on there
smashing
and tell
on
you
that keyboard. Like I've had a grocery delivery in the city for roughly a year and a half.
I mean, when you say that, you've been getting grocery delivery.
Yes.
Okay. So you're.
I thought it was
line,
a really long wait.
So we use. Is it? It's either Peapod or
Peapod was the one of the first
Amazon
ones to do
Basics.
It,
right?
Peapod is giant.
We'll send that to you.
I think.
Well, Amazon Fresh. They'll send it to you.
Okay.
So it's coming, I guess, from Whole Foods. And it's so easy. When it works, it's super easy. They literally just drop it off on your stoop, and God willing, you get to there before somebody steals it. But when you get it, you get it.
Are you ordering from the Whole Foods across the street? Because the rats might get it.
They're reopening the Whole Foods. Well, I don't know.
Oh,
they're
that's good news.
Now. Maybe that's hit pause.
Oh, come on. It's not that.
Pause. Matt, hey, Mike, I don't know where we are on the show, but while we look for your groceries, do you mind if Maddie tells us her quick story about her grandmother?
Maddie?
Well, the other day.
What were you doing? Were you in Bowie, Maryland or something like that?
I was pulling up my text messages.
Okay. Go ahead.
The other day.
No, you wait. Hold on. I'll still run the show. Maddie, I want to hear that when we come back from the
sure
next part.
There you go.
Okay?
There you go.
Because I want you to ramp up your grit. Get yourself. Have a sip of coffee. Do it like that.
I love her Jack Benny-like pause there. Wow.
Are we at the 35 break? Is that where we are?
This is the 25 break.
25.
Yeah. Second spot. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm way behind.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
All right, we'll take a break.
Hey, Lou. listeners, I made it. I'm in the ass port. I love it here. It's just like I remember from before I got married. You know, there's a place here where the sun does not shine? And the restaurant? Oh my God, these nuggets are so savory. And I owe it all to this passport that came in my TMOS bonus package. Oh, but if you come, remember to bring cash. You don't want to know what happens if you ask for an ATM.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Honey.
Honey.
You know that honey is sweet, but honey is also a sweet way to save money. The following commercial will be read in the voice of the Grease Man because
I'm
feeling goofy. Honey is the free online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. No, I'm not going to do it that way. Honey's great, but how does it feel to save with honey? Saving with honey is like hitting the lottery because honey will surprise you with money. That rhymes.
Yes.
In the form of savings you're not expecting, ka-ching. Honey makes you feel like a princess living in the kingdom of value. Honey has found its over 18 million members over $2 billion in savings. Did you know that? They teach you that here? Do you know that Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, including Macy's, Target, Sephora, Best Buy, and more, and they're adding more every day? Users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000 plus five-star reviews on the Google Chrome Store. Using Honey feels pretty great. Think of it as a little daily victory, and you're shopping from home, okay?
Okay.
Plus, it's free to use and installs in just a few seconds. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS. Thank you, Honey. And by the way, after you're done using Honey and you might be surfing some other website, you'll say, "And Honey, I miss you and I'm doing well." So I'm trying to log into my Publix account and I can't.
Publix.
Of course.
Is it locked
out? That's the big dog down there grocery wise, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the biggie. That's
P-U-B-L-I-X, Publix.
That's right.
Let me try one more time.
They have great deli meats.
Thank you. Let me see if
Publix Deli counter.
And
remember what Robert requested when we were trying to figure out our grocery list. Lots of lunch meat and marshmallow fluff.
Explain why he likes marshmallow fluff.
I think he likes it with peanut butter as a sandwich. The fluffer nutter deal.
Oh, I'd love one of those. Man, yeah. I'm so hungry right now.
But
But
the thing is you would think that then he would ask for peanut butter and marshmallow fluff, but instead he asked for meat and fluff. So maybe he's doing like a roast beef fluff.
Maybe it's a protein fluff.
Yeah, keto.
Keto.
And Julia just wanted ramen because she's a college kid.
And I'm not talking until I get
that's
this.
That's fine. God, would you like to hear Maddie's?
Yet. Okay. I don't want to do it. Let me run the show.
Mike, it's going to take you forever to log
just
in.
Just trying to help.
By the way, if we want Maddie's story, we're going to have to give her warning. Because she has to get ready
before she says, long runway.
Well,
let me tell ya.
I was pulling out my text messages.
So, Rob.
Yes, Oscar.
What of the sappy message? Did you like the response? Did you get the attention you wanted?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. Thank you. But you know what? I also feel that it was a great way
for people
to sort of come around and relate. You know, you want to sometimes, you sit down and you realize that you just yelled at your mother, and you go to the root problem. Why am I yelling at my mother?
I'm so mad at my mother.
Mike, she called me and asked for $10 for some food.
Were you drinking?
When I'm going through my history, I really do a lot of surfing on
some
weird stuff. Yes, siree. Wow.
What was the cocktail of choice last night?
Oh, last night we were just having a few beers.
Gotcha. I feel like you're having a lot of beers that you're mowing through the beers that you actually stockpiled.
Well, yeah, I'll probably have to buy some beer today, but that'll be, social distance beer.
Why don't you have it delivered?
You know what? You can't have beer delivered in the backwards Commonwealth of Virginia. I could in D.C., but not in Virginia.
Damn.
But luckily, I have a beverage store spitting distance from the broadcast headquarters here that will not be swamped the way a grocery store.
You should deliver it. You should have it delivered.
Hey, they can't do it in Virginia, apparently.
You can't do it, Mike. Remember how screwed up Virginia's rules are?
Antiquated.
You can't have booze delivered?
No, you can't.
That's draconian.
And what exactly does draconian mean? I'm going to pull up a definition because I think the
people
are
using it.
Are you ready?
I'm going to take my order. I'm going to take my order now from top to bottom.
Please.
And tell you what the first thing I get. All right, the first two things I got. This is the truth. I'm sorry, but this is it. I'm sorry. I'm nervous. I'm eating my emotions.
Is this the order that you put them on your shopping list, or the order?
This is the order what I got first.
Okay.
And it should be noted that Carla came over like after I had begun.
Okay.
But the very first order. I love me. Tate's Bake Shop cookies, chocolate chip.
Oh,
nice. That's good.
One packet. By the way, $6.15 for that. You want to play The Price is Right? We'll play The Price is Right. That'll be fun.
Oh, I love that.
The second item was Tate's Bake Shop white chocolate macadamia nut cookies.
Ooh.
Did you just do a search on Tate's?
I did a search on Tate's on the website.
All the Tate's products?
I love Tate's.
Do you justify your purchases with, Michael will love these.
Yeah, the kids for the kids.
Hell no.
No?
No, I keep that. He's got plenty of crap. Yeah, that's daddy's. In fact, when that delivery comes, daddy's putting those in a special place for daddy. I'm not going to let Carla, alias the squirrel, squirrel away in the pantry in her secret little compartment her stuff. And by the way, she's into that whole 78% cacao or cocoa or whatever it's called.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so I come out the other day and I got a little thing. I had a little chocolate kick and I got a little bar of chocolate. She goes, "That's mine."
Oh.
I said, there's nothing to eat in this house, so I'm going to eat your food. All right, so
showed her.
So are we going to do Price is Right stuff here, Mike?
Yes, but I already told you the price. Tate's Bake Shop with white chocolate macadamia nut cookies.
I'll say that's going to be more than the chocolate chips. I'll say $6.89.
Same price, $6.15.
I thought they were $4.
All right, here we go. A one container of blueberries.
Blueberries expensive. $12.
Rob, that music works behind.
Yeah, stop pulling it down.
Is it pint? Right. Is it a pint of blueberries? How big is the container?
Probably. Yeah, it's probably a pint.
That's going to be $3.80.
$5.49.
Oh, I thought $12 was a sure bet.
All right, so let me see. I won't do the bananas because they're by the piece, and I don't know how many we got. One pound container of strawberries.
Oh, probably $5.
More.
$5.
$7.
$2.79.
Oh,
you know what? He's benefiting from Florida.
Florida.
Fuji apples.
Ooh.
And I got, I don't know how many I got, but I can't do that. It's a unit thing. All right. Tazo tea bags, black tea, awake breakfast tea.
Okay. Tea's expensive. Tazo's a fine brand. I'm going to go $7.
It's a 20 count, by the way. 20 count.
Oh, no. You're going to go $12.
Oh, it's way under that. It's like $5.40.
Rob Spiewak with the winner, but he went over $4.55.
Not bad.
I mention my wife does all the grocery shopping?
Yeah.
Yes, but not a lot of it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Sargento sliced Havarti natural cheese.
Hey, Maddie.
I don't know what cheese costs.
How much?
We're really at the 50 mark. We're going to go long today. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Let's see. $4.29 for the Sargento.
Mm. Okay.
All right, here we go. Everybody gets this. A 12-pack of Diet Coke cans.
Oh, that's easy. You probably paid $7.
No, it's under that. It's like probably $5.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got two of them. So multiply it by two.
$10.
$7. Rob says $20. Oscar says $15.
Yes.
Oscar Santana with a big win with $13.30.
Woo! I know my diet sodas.
All right, here we go. Wonderful Pistachios, a 16-ounce bag of Wonderful Pistachios, roasted and salted.
Pistachios are the most expensive nut out there. So I'm going to say
$10.
All right, we're halfway through the grocery list, but we got to take another commercial because that's what we do. Hey, if this is helping you get through your coronavirus, you're going to get the rest of my grocery list when
Snacks.
We come back. What a great way to kill time. Isn't this exciting? Bye-bye, everybody. We'll be right back with more of the Michael Barron Show.
Hello?
We're living in unprecedented times where our way of life has changed. It's gotten to the point where you can't even find a roll of toilet paper at the supermarket. The best way to protect yourself is to do the following.
Hey, everybody, listen. Don't sneeze on people. Wash your hands. Wipe properly.
It's also important to laugh, and you can do that with TMOS. Live on Facebook as the show tapes and uploaded later in the day on YouTube. Show clips on Instagram and all your favorite shows on the TMOS app. Share them with a friend or loved one today. Together, we'll get through this.
A health message from the Michael Barron Show to your family.
Now back to the Marathon 500.
Happier days.
Welcome back to the show. Here's a fact, Jack.
Yes, Jack?
9 out of 10 couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number to the rescue. When am I going to the Sleep Number store, Robin? April? Is that when I'm going?
That's when you're going. Yes, sir.
All right. Sure wish I could go quicker. Sleep Number to the rescue. From feather soft to super firm, you can adjust each side to your Sleep Number setting so it's just right for both of you. Proper sleep strengthens immunity, increases the ability to focus, sharpens cognitive function, and improves emotional well-being. You got to go to a Sleep Number store and try their individual fit technology. Explore the science behind the bed. You can literally see your body's pressure points react to a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. My Sleep Number setting is, I slept in the guest room last night, so I couldn't tell you what it was.
Okay.
But I think it might be a 5.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just telling the truth. It's down. I let all the air out of it. I'll shut up. Carla's is a 65, and we love it. Discover smart, effortless comfort with Sleep Number 360 smart beds. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Come in now or April to save up to $900 and select Sleep Number 360 smart beds for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. It's only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go, tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. All right, so now the
Maddie
story. Hey,
Mike, real quick, his name was Draco.
Or Rob's got another thing. What?
Well, I just want to let you know, Draconian is named after a Greek legislator named Draco. Okay. He was the first recorded legislator of Athens, and it means harsh or severe. Draconian. Okay.
It's like 20 minutes later. We've moved on. Please.
And he had to get it in. He wanted. He would kill him. Freaking kill him. All right. So, Maddie, what is the story with your lovely grandma?
Well, this includes both my parents and my grandma.
Rob's playing the Price is Right music.
In protest.
Rob and I really do better when we can see each other.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
But you know what? This is nice music nonetheless.
It is. What happened, Maddie?
Well, so my dad informs my sister and I the other day that he is still going into work. Don't know why. Mm. The man is 72. Mm. But he said he'll take it day by day. So I text our family group chat and I say, Dad, are you staying inside now? And my mom texts back, we're at a party at our friends. There's only 10 of us here till others arrive. That is...
Oh, all right, so they're that demographic.
Yellow, come on!
Old people are not taking it seriously
unless
enough,
they're hanging
right?
out with other old people.
Exactly. And so,
what does your dad do now that he's not mayor? Is there like a job for the ex-mayor?
Yeah, he's a lobbyist.
Yeah, look at that.
And he can do whatever he wants.
Well,
he
does whatever he wants.
Clearly.
If he's at a party during a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. So I text back. I say, you're giving me an aneurysm. My mom says, we're all keeping our distance. You think we're bad. Grandma was playing bridge this afternoon.
Yeah, well, there they are. Well, there they are.
What?
Why, Maddie, let me ask you this. As a young person, I mean, we're 90 minutes a day, we're talking about this. Mm-hmm. And then most of us are news junkies anyway, so we're watching. Where do you think the disconnect is? What is the disconnect of, I mean, I think at the core of me not going out of my house and not interacting, really is self-preservation. I don't want to get this thing.
I think
I don't. Where are they coming from?
I think they don't want to accept the fact that they're old.
Mm.
To be honest,
is that it?
Because when I texted my grandma, she kind of got mad at me for yelling at her, and so I think it was me reminding her that she's old.
Right.
Do you see the common thread? Oscar, your mom get a little pissy with you when you were giving. Yeah, Rob yells at his mother.
I said to my mom, I said, I hate to say this, but you're in the target range. She says, I'm not 70 yet. I said, you're 8 months away from being 70.
What is it, Matt? By the way, there's a 45-year-old that died of this thing.
Right.
This is like the doctor that discovered it died. He was not an old man. People die of the severity of this thing, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have a respiratory pre-existing condition either. It depends on how bad it grabs you.
I don't think it's been clarified. And maybe this will make some sense. And Maddie, feel free to pass this along. The idea that the healthcare system could be overrun by this pandemic, and just because you're younger and you're under 70, and maybe you have some bouts of asthma here and there, doesn't mean you're going to make it out of this. If there's no ventilators for you and it grabs you, you could die. That's the bottom
line.
And
I don't care.
That's true.
By the way, I don't care if they're wrong. I could care less.
They're not wrong.
They're not wrong.
We've got nations around the world that have proved they're not wrong.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Well, then I still, God, I don't know. I think Oscar, in my own stupid way, I'm trying to soften it when I say that. You know what I mean? I'm trying to justify it like I do with my political discussions. You know, I'm done. I'm not going to do that anymore. You're right. Top of the mountain. They're not wrong. Okay. Right. The severity of this has yet to be measured, but it's going to be severe. It continues to be severe. They're shutting down cities. The northern part of Italy has been completely overwhelmed by this in their healthcare facilities. This is a very dangerous situation. Why? I just don't. And when Maddie, when you say it's because they don't think they're old or they don't want to feel like they're old, I'm getting a lot of that down here where people just are laughing, sitting there at cafes and just, I don't understand it. I'm overly cautious with my family and the way I'm living my life. I think that we all are. Is it because we talk about it every day? Please, someone try to help me understand this because I don't get it.
It's the NIMBY factor. Like, if it's not in their backyard,
right. Yeah,
they don't care. Bottom line.
Unbelievable.
We have never faced anything like this, so I think a lot of people don't know how to deal with it. I don't think that they are comfortable with embracing the severity of it. Because they've never had to deal with it.
If I can get back to a serious discussion here, Rob, and have the music standing by. Back to my grocery shopping list,
everybody.
Oh, thank
you. Thank you.
By the way, Maddie, are you done with your story about the about the party?
Yeah, that was
okay.
It.
Are you and John wearing the rubber gloves?
Yes. Thank you for the gloves, Oscar.
Tell your grandma to get out. Don't go to her bridge meetings for a while.
I know. What's the point?
They can play online.
Maddie, how much would you pay for a 3.5-ounce bar of Lindt Excellence 78% cocoa dark chocolate?
Well, I personally would pay a lot of money for chocolate, but that retail price is probably $6.
I'm sorry, Maddie. It's $3.35, but with two bars, which we got, $6.70 the total. Rob Spiewak.
Yes, Mike.
Guess which member of the family picked out Reese's Thins Peanut Butter Cups Milk Chocolate, a 7.37-ounce bag.
I'm going to guess Mike O'Mara, and I'm going to guess $5.20.
Rob Spiewak, obviously in the grocery game, $4.65, but
not
the total,
a bad bid. Not a bad bid.
The total was $13.95, and you know why, Rob? Why was the total $13.95? That's right, because Daddy got three bags.
Thanks, Drew.
I feel guilty when someone walks in with one bag.
A 24-ounce jar of Barilla traditional tomato pasta sauce.
$2.99.
Oscar, you're getting better. The grand total, $3.15.
I know my tomato sauce.
How about Greenwise Organic Large Brown Eggs? A 12-count pack. Maddie? A dozen eggs. How much? Maddie?
$1.99.
In 1978, what's going on? $5.49, Madeline.
Hey, Mike, what makes them brown?
What does make them brown?
They're Latino.
Because they chickens. Go through the chicken's ass?
I don't know. Ass eggs.
What does make them brown?
It's actually determined by the chicken's breed, but I wanted Mike to say that.
Rhode Island Red. By the way, underneath the eggs, you can tell what people want. If out of stock, replace with Greenwise Extra Large Brown Organic Eggs. All right. So they're going to replace them with extra large if they don't have the large.
Sure.
That's okay.
Sure.
I'm good with that.
Level
extra
up.
Yolk.
Level up.
Lactaid. This is Carla's. Yeah. Lactaid small curd lactose free low fat cottage cheese.
Gross.
My God. Give me the virus instead.
$4.99.
Wrong. No.
No.
Oh, you're close. You're close. Yeah. $3.99, yeah, Oscar. Yeah. Then we'll go back to
Rob. I bought soy milk.
Mike, that was almost a Bob Barker like no that you gave him. No.
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 No. It's $1 less, Oscar. Publix ultra absorbent print paper towel roll.
Paper towel, one roll?
Well, we bought five, but I'll give you the unit price.
Unit price, I'm gonna say $1.85.
$1.69, but you went over, Rob. I'm terribly sorry. Here we go. It's time for the big item that everybody's clamoring for. Publix Super Soft Double Roll Bathroom Tissue 2-ply, a 4-count pack.
Is it Maddie's turn or my turn?
Maddie can go.
I'm going to say $7.50.
I'm sorry, Maddie. It's $3.19. Mm. Remember, it's the generic brand from the store.
Yeah, but she was going with market value, Mike.
By the way, once again, if out of stock, replace with Publix Super Soft Double Bathroom Tissue Rolls. Two-ply.
And Mike, if out of stock, we'll replace with brown eggs.
Yeah. Oh, and then I saw another paper towel roll. Scott Paper Towels, choose a sheet, plain white. 6 count. Rob Speedway.
A 6-pack of paper towels, you're going to be $4.80.
$7.75.
Oh, I think you might be overpaying there. I think you might be overpaying.
If out of stock, replace with Sparkle paper towels. Pick a size, modern white.
Oh. There you go.
That's replace what I think of myself. I'm a modern white man. There you are. And this is Carla's atomizer jug. Oh. 64 ounces of Publix half and half. How much would you pay for that, Rob Spiewak, without going over?
Wow, a half gallon of half and half is going to be...
Those extreme measures.
Be $3.80.
I'm sorry, it's $5.15.
Ooh. Jesus, Bob!
All right, Oscar Santana, I saved an easy one for
a
you.
A gem.
Let me see, how much is it? A 3.78-liter container of Publix low-fat 1% milk.
Hmm. $4.59.
So close, but you went over. But you were incredibly close. $4.65.
Yes!
Oh, look at that.
Hey. Showcase showdown.
Hey, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara got back in the grocery game again. How much would you pay for a 12-ounce container, a bag, if you will, of Heath Miniatures Milk Chocolate English Toffee Bar Classics?
Wow, it is kind of easy to figure out who picked what.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to say $4.20.
I'm sorry. It's $4.65.
Well, that's a pretty good bid.
Yeah, you're close. You're close. Okay. I'm not even going to give the price of Halo Top strawberry ice cream. It's $5.69. That's because I'm protesting.
This is, Mike, right. What your grocery list right now is like if my little Michael is having a birthday party.
Well, also, Oscar, since you had that snide comment, let's go to the next one with you. How much would you pay for a 24-ounce box of Kellogg's Frosted Flakes breakfast cereal?
Oh, perfect.
Original.
Cereal is expensive. I'm going to say
$6. $6.49. By the way, you're all doing great.
Yes.
It's time for Maddie Masiello. And Maddie, you got it easy because it's another cereal. Kellogg's Raisin Bran breakfast cereal. How much would you pay for a 23.5-ounce container?
$6.25.
$5.29. You're a dollar off, but that's all right, Masiello. No problem.
Hey, and we wrap it up. Mike, it's good that you bought the Raisin Bran and the toilet paper.
Mrs. O'Mara wanted cereal, too. I don't need those stinking raisins in my cereal. And we wrap it up with Tide Free and Gentle Liquid Laundry Detergent Packs. 42 by 42 by 32 ounce. I don't know what the F that means. How much would you pay for that, Rob Spiewak?
I would pay $12.50 for that, Mike.
Congratulations, Rob. It's $13.29.
Yeah!
You actually got the little man climbing the mountain in that range. You get the car. The new car. You've won a new Toyota Prius.
I can't wait.
All right. We got to take a break. Are we up on news? I think we
are. Yes, we are, indeed.
Good. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back with news you really need during these tough times. On the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And now, King's Things.
Hi, I'm Larry. I don't trust my doorknobs. I haven't tied a shoe in over 12 years.
How about a TV show about cheese?
My medicine chest is mostly full of ointments.
I don't understand TikTok, but I love it.
Canned fruit cocktail. Underrated.
I just don't think that Joker movie was all that funny.
I once lost a finger in a zipper accident. I need somebody to help me find my keys.
When I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show.
Your passport to the S-port.
Whoa. Funny, right?
Buy it at MichaelMarishow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos. Did you watch the Carol Burnett Show? Of course you did. So this will be extra sad. Handsome featured player Lyle Waggoner has passed. Yes indeed. Manly build, sexy hair, dazzling smile, all gone.
Gone.
Rob. and only because he refused to shop at Zappos.com.
It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy.
Oscar, what's he doing? Silly, stupid Lyle Waggoner. You'd still be alive if you just clicked the link or Rooney at MikeOMarishow.com. Woohoo. Right, Oscar? How about you, Rob? Lyle would want you to know that this is the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. Support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You are our favorite. He was also on Wonder Woman. I love you, Lyle. Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Nice tribute, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it was yours. Thank you very much. And now let me hit the sound.
News.
News.
Bryce Michael. I'm going to run your own damn board. You bitch about other people doing it. Many Americans are spending a lot more time with their partners than they ever have before.
I heard your look.
And that can be brutal. Luckily, Dr. Phil is here with 10 tips on how to coexist in quarantine. And, well, we're very, very lucky to have the gentleman here. Let's bring in Dr. Phil right now. Number one is be honest.
Mr. McGraw,
acknowledge up front that you're stuck together. And this is how it has to be. Thanks, Dr. Phil. Number two, make a list of annoyances. The more upfront you are about what you can't stand about each other, the more likely you are to avoid those behaviors.
Hey, Phil, can I ask a question?
Yes, Rob, you may ask a question right now.
Do you really, really think it's a good idea to give your wife a list of things that piss you off?
No, I do not. But I'm writing, I'm reading it here just to enlighten your listening audience.
Thank you,
Doc. Here's another one. And the O'Maras, really, you're not going to get anywhere if you keep violating this rule. Don't argue in front of the children. This one's pretty self-explanatory. Carl and Mike go to a separate room when you want to have one of your disagreements. Mm. Oscar and Shannon argue all day long. There are no children involved.
What about Santos?
Yeah, the dog.
Santos the dog, he can go under the bed. Number four, have a safe word.
Oh.
Know when to say when so you can end an argument and walk away. I have two safe words that I end my arguments with. The second part of it is you.
I thought so.
Thank you. Number five, rotation time. Alternate your time in different parts of the house so you're not always on top of each other. We're real bad at that, okay? Carly, you're burning a hole in that part of the couch.
Yeah. Got to do the safe word.
Number six. Hey, I do this one. Headphones.
Oh,
put
good.
On some music or a podcast and enjoy some private time.
Oh, there
That's
we go.
From Dr. Phil.
There we go.
Yes.
A podcast. Then the others are very your routine. Don't be a disgusting slug. Pay attention to the first 4 minutes of the day. And before you judge someone, keep in mind that you're probably a piece of poo, too.
Mm.
He's
that's
fun.
A direct quote from Dr. Mr. Phil.
Hey, I think that's how we need to rebrand him, Mike.
We're going to rebrand Mr. Phil. Did you watch the Mr. Phil show today?
Well, that's what he was until he graduated college. He was just Mr. Phil.
Hey, what does the gingerbread man have to say about the Mr. Phil show? Do you watch it, gingerbread man?
I love it.
What show do you like, gingerbread man?
The Mr. Phil show.
A lot of people thought the talk of Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots was just hot air, and maybe even the Patriots did too. But yesterday he made his exit official. Over his 20-year career with the Patriots, Brady went to the Super Bowl 9 times.
Mm.
How many times, Bueller?
9. Bueller, 9. And he won 6. He announced he was leaving in 2 goodbye notes, one to the organization and one to the fans. He said, quote, although my football journey will take place elsewhere, I appreciate everything that we have achieved and I'm grateful for our incredible team accomplishments. Tom is 42 and he's repeatedly said he wants to play until he's 45, but apparently he and the Patriots didn't see eye to eye on a new multi-year deal. So Brady is moving on to a new stage. And according to reports, He's already signed a deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is worth $30 million a year. He turns 45 in August of 2022. So it might be 2 or 3 years. What do you boys think of Mr. Brady going to Tampa?
This is great because
yes, it is.
They didn't. It's great for the game. It's great. It's a great distraction for anyone that has any remote interest in sports.
Right.
These quarterbacks going to different teams is fantastic, and also for the idea that Tom Brady broke up with the Patriots before the Patriots broke up with him, and then Belichick came out being like, "I'm gonna."
Right.
A little too late. You should have told me I was hot before I left.
Yeah, but Belichick's a dick, so he doesn't do that. That's cool. I like
the Bucks
that story.
The Bucks are a good place for him, although he could have signed with the XFL's Thunder because there's not going to be a football season this year. It doesn't matter.
It wouldn't matter. He'd still get paid. Apparently, there's been a huge spike in people signing up for online dating in the beginning of March, and the countries that have seen the biggest jumps are the U.S., Italy, China, and Spain. All places where people are either required or strongly encouraged to stay indoors and alone. After all, this is a great time to meet someone online and gradually get to know them through chatting. That's true.
Yeah.
I think there's validity in that. Half of the people who've signed up for online dating say they're planning to have virtual dates with people until it's safe to get together again. That's great. That actually works out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do it. And 30% say they definitely won't get together in person until we are on the other side of this pandemic in the year 2022. So anyway, we'll wait and see what happens.
You listening, Bloom?
A little something something. Last July, a 32-year-old guy named Stephen Gaskell went outside on the sidewalk in Lancashire, England, whipped out his junk while he balanced a pie on his head. A few people saw him, called the authorities, and Stephen managed to pull his pants back up without the pie falling down. He was just found guilty of exposure with intent to cause alarm or distress and was sentenced to a curfew. He will also have to register as a sex offender for 5 years. But if you are locked down in your house, maybe you can get a pie delivered and practice this in your own living room. I think it would be a fun game. Go for it, everybody. Yay. We will take a break and we will come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Woo, woo. Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at The Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomerishow.com. That's Rob, 2 B's, big head, not a good guy. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel. Or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything.
Oh, man. That's an older promo, and I'm that's where I'm going to go down here. If they lift everything down here, I'll go to Mia. Iguana Mia.
Sure.
It'd be fun.
Hey, does the Mia deliver?
Yeah, they might, but I mean, it ain't like the margaritas get delivered. Well, I guess you could deliver a margarita.
You know what? I guess you could probably swing by with a cooler.
The food's not the same without the margarita.
I don't go for the food. I go for the margarita. I really don't go for the food. I eat there, but I mean, it has, you know, if you sat me down at Iguanaria and said, sorry, there are no enchiladas, I'm like, is the freezing machine working? That's what I would say.
What about one of those Coleman coolers, Mike, that has a little dispenser in the front of it? You know, like that you see them at like ball games and stuff. You could get it filled with drop it off at the Rhea and come home with a thing of margaritas. You'd be set.
Here's the thing. Carl and I actually looked into one of those machines. And you know, you have the Island Oasis machines that are really, really expensive. The Iguana Mia frozen margarita machine, that's like a $5,000 machine.
Oh, my God.
You pour the liquid in, and then it poops out that perfect mixture.
That's the ones you see at Secrets, right?
That's probably the kind that you see at Secrets at a big bar with lots of frozen drinks.
Sad. Mike, you say if they're $5,000... And I know your consumption. That machine would pay for itself in 4 weeks.
There we go. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
4 weeks.
Brought to you by the bonus packages, self-quarantine. Not so bad, really.
No.
It gives you time. You can finally wax your beagle.
Is what?
What?
Is that a self? Is that you,
no. Wax your beagle?
Is that, that's not sexual, is it?
No. It's if you want a hairless dog.
Oh.
You can practice your glass blowing or taffy pulling or play tiddlywinks for super high stakes. Whoa. And you can finally update your vlog. So in years to come, your descendants can watch you wash your hands and fear the old number 19. Ah, fun. Mm. And speaking of hands, you really got to hand it to Mike, Rob, and Oscar for providing a TMOS bonus hour. An extra 60 minutes every week of commercial-free, uncensored fun that will give you a one-hour respite from the corona. Shtick beats sick.
Right? It's my new motto.
Shtick.
I think that's pretty good, Rob.
Shtick beats sick.
Right.
So kick out your family, lock your doors, pull the shades, and get ready to listen to great extra TMOS content while you protect yourself from COVID-19. Frankly, you can't afford not to buy the TMOS bonus hour. Please buy the bonus show at MikeOMaraShow.com. Just click the bonus banner, and it's off to the races. Your passport to the assport. The TMOS bonus show, replacing your symptoms with laughter. 54, 40, or fight.
Yeah, man.
Woo!
Let's open up the audio ball. What does 54, 40, or fight mean? It's an old
it had
expression.
To do, right? It had to do with, I think, Alaska and the parallel up there, but I just wanted to give you something really stirring to go
Mike,
out on.
Breaking news when it feels like breaking.
Oh,
What's the one thing we don't need in this country
Beagle
on top
wax.
Of that epidemic?
A recession.
An earthquake. In Utah.
Where's the earthquake? No.
Salt Lake City, 5.4 magnitude.
Ah. Good, it's at least it's under six. That's good. Yeah. Okay, God, really? Oscar Santana bringing you the news as it happens.
Stay
yeah, we don't
safe,
need
people.
Any more. You know, hey, you never know when something's going to happen.
Double
we don't
down.
Need any more crap. Come on.
Please, baby Jesus. Enough.
It's like when Johnny Carson said, don't worry, the mudslides are putting out the brush fires.
Yay.
This is such a great moment, and it really puts into perspective that no matter what goes on, be it earthquake or pandemic, brothers will always be brothers. And yesterday on CNN, Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo were talking about all the serious matters that are going on, and the governor has this to say to his brother, the anchor.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, I appreciate you coming on the show. I love you. I'm proud of what you're doing. I know you're working hard for your state, but no matter how hard you're working, there's always time to call mom. She wants to hear from you.
Yeah, aww. I called mom just before I came on the show.
It's not what
By
she
the
said.
Way, she said I was her favorite.
She never said
Good
that.
Good news is she said you were her second favorite. Second favorite son.
No,
Kristen.
I love the
We both know
brothers.
Neither of us are mom's first or second favorite in the family. I can't believe you're lying to my audience. You've blown the credibility of the entire interview. I should have ended it before.
Second favorite son.
Oh,
listen to the words.
I didn't hear it. And I appreciate you being here. I love you, brother.
You too, brother.
Isn't that great? I love that.
I think Chris Cuomo is the bomb. I think Chris Cuomo is fun to watch. Chris Cuomo strikes me as a guy that would probably be a pretty cool guy. Probably a little dickish if you sat down with him. But
Most
he's a
cool
slicky
guys
boy.
Are,
Yeah, he's kind of a cool guy. I've always been a fan. I might have a little man crush on Chris Cuomo. And it really is. It's funny when he talks to his brother.
Yes.
Because you realize, you know, these men that are both at the absolute top of their fields, one in politics and one in broadcast media, I find their discussions really, really fascinating.
Oh, they're riveting, and they have such great chemistry just naturally because they're brothers.
Yeah, they really, really do. And, of course, you know, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, is dealing with it like nobody's going to have to deal with it. I mean, that's the toughest state in the union right now to be running. So, yeah, it's fascinating. That's my second favorite.
So, Mike, that's television news being used for the right way. I agree. Do you agree, right?
Yeah,
that was
I like
great.
It. I like what they're
Meanwhile,
doing.
Meanwhile, at the National Broadcasting Company, Al Roker is broadcasting from his kitchen.
Actually, I didn't have to commute in, so I did sleep in.
And I just want, before I'll play the tape in its entirety, but I want you to listen to the fidelity
of NBC
Al
audio.
Roker in his kitchen and compare it to what we're doing from our living rooms, okay?
Right.
This is
okay.
Al Roker, the crown jewel of the NBC News Network.
Actually, I didn't have to commute in, so I did sleep in the kitchen. Want to make sure there are no NBC News crews here. Yeah. This is my iPad, and we've got a crew, Catherine Proceeds in our weather center. Don Tsunikis is in his home. And so
how hard do you think it was to get Roker to kind of noodle this through, right?
No.
To get to
Mike says, I would like to. I'd want to call to the producer. Hey, this is Al. Can I broadcast from my anal kitchen tomorrow?
No, this is a subtle dig. He didn't want to leave because this is. I love that you have this, Rob, because I saw part of this morning.
Good.
First, Al, if you're going to broadcast from home, whoever's making the eggs in the background, tell them to stop. Because he was like in a first-rate kitchen, I felt like. Like somebody was actually making breakfast while he was doing the weather. Second, they disrespected Al because you heard that and Tony said, no NBC producers were here because Savannah had the sniffles. They had the production staff build her a set in her basement.
Right.
And so she has a full set in her basement.
Oh, so she's got a set down there, but Al's got to like get Al's his iPad
Al's got an iPad
out.
And a kitchenette.
Yeah. He's sitting on a vinyl settee.
That's pretty funny. That is pretty funny.
They showed him where the bread is buttered.
Oh, yeah, that's wow. Right. That's Al.
Well, also, they know that Al would do anything. Al, we need you to broadcast with your face in the toilet. Okay, send my iPad.
Yes, and here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
That's hey, Mike, what do we need now more than ever? Don't you think we need to keep our morale up?
All right.
And that's why Luke Bryan has released his own brand of beer, Tuland American Golden Lager. While America is in a pandemic, he's posting social video of him and his country licorice hat friends shotgunning his own brand of beer.
This is the first ever shotgun of a Tulane.
That we're aware of.
That we're aware of. For me. Ready?
Yeah. Somebody's gonna
cut their lips.
Who's the champ?
It doesn't matter.
It ain't about
oh my God, that was great. Was
Rob, big, you've succeeded.
That was great.
Why would you release that?
You've succeeded, yeah.
Like, and by the way, management regrets here. Tulane American Golden Tulane. Lager. Not Tulane. Tulane. I'm sorry. Tulane. It was a typo.
Tulane but, like Crimson Tide, like the
yes,
Green
but
Tide.
Yes, but it's spelled T-W-O-L-A-N-E. It's a pun. It's a pun. Oh, duh. Okay.
All right, whatever. Mm-hmm.
I bet it tastes as good as it sounds.
Sure. I'm sure it does.
And let's close with this. You know, keep in mind that it's a time that we need to pay attention to the older people. Check in on them. Make sure Granny's okay. And if you're with Granny, tell her an off-color joke. Maybe she'll like it.
What did one saggy boob say to the other saggy boob? If we don't get some support soon, people are going to think we're nuts.
Pretty good.
Oh, Granny.
The lady looks like the owner of Tweety in the Sylvester cartoons, and she's laughing about a boob joke. That's your magic audio vault. Wash your hands. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
All right. You know, there are ways you can handle people that aren't taking this seriously enough. You can help, and we would urge everybody in the Mike O'Mara Show listening audience to take this as seriously as you possibly can because, you know, assume you have it. And if you're going out and you're rubbing elbows with other people and you're too close, maybe you're going to spread it. Don't think about you catching it. That's the wrong way to approach it.
Don't be a spreader.
Don't spread.
Don't be a spreader. All right? Be a Mike O'Mara Show listener. And you can listen to us at home, where we'd like you to be, if at all possible. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another show tomorrow. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
All right, enough is enough. This is the final, the very, very last straw.
You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint. I'm gonna blow you to smithereenies.
Attention, everyone. Attention, please. Now that we're all here, I officially declare the party switch to be in the on position.